the Revelation of the Book of Revelation, Part 75. I'm Professor Hannes Rezinges of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is also the handbook for this series or study that we are currently busy with. It's an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. You must please try and get hold of it. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number. I just want to say it's not available in any bookstore. South Africa WhatsApp code +27. My number is 0722-367-124, or just my website, https://yhhvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we're currently busy with. We just started with the breakfast series, the book Romans. We just started with it last week, so please don't miss it. Every day, Monday to Friday, it's a quarter hour to 20 minutes. Don't miss the study, the book Romans. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure it leave a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad, or otherwise the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, have it handy. I tell you, the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Hallelujah. We are continue where we left off last week, the middle of the week. If you have the handbook, it's 6.91, the middle of the week. So we are looking at Daniel 9:27. It says, "And he, the Roman Catholic Pope, will confirm with many." That's Israel. That's many. I will say Israel and the Arabic states, all countries up in the Middle East. He will confirm with many. But the main key role player is Israel, for a covenant for 1 week, but in the middle of the week. Now we've been through this: A, forming the covenant for 1 week, 7 years, 2,520 days, 84 months. And in the middle of the week, exactly the half of it, 3.5 years, 1,260 days, 1,260 days, 42 months, 42 months, time, time and a half time. It's all exactly the same, in the middle of the week. He, the Roman Catholic Pope, will cease the sacrifice. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read the whole scripture now, but we do so later in this conversation. What is important now is to realize what has been said in the scripture. Scripture states that the covenant between the Roman Catholic Pope, Israel, and all the people of the Middle East will be formed for 1 week, and that is a prophetical week. It's the final week of Daniel's 70 weeks. And as I explained to you, 2,520 days, and the half of it is 3.5 years, 1,260 days. Time and half a time, 42 months. Hallelujah. We now continue with our scripture that we were studying in Daniel 12 verse 11. Remember, we were busy with Daniel 12 verse 11. Your attention needs to be drawn to the latter part of it. At the time of 1,290 days or 43 months, from the time that the covenant will be broken. So we have the week covenant, we just went through it now this morning, or this evening. So now the covenant, the middle of the week, I call this the goalpost. This is where the coming, the parousia for the bride will occur, and just after that will the great tribulation starts. Now it says, Daniel 12 verse 11, it's going to explain to us that 1290 days, we actually read it already, it says, he's going to change the goalposts, which is in the middle of the week in Daniel 9:27, with 30 days. He's going to bring it to my left, your right, my left, with 30 days. He's going to give us, we have this, 2520 days, 7 years, 84 months. Now he's going to make this part. He's not going to say 1260 days, he's going to say 1290 days. So he's moving the goalpost. He's shortening the time of false peace. The time of false peace is supposed to be 1260 days, 42 months, 3.5 years. Now he's shortening it. Why? Because this period, 1290 days, 43 months. So if I take this and I deduct it from 2520 days, this time of false peace becomes 1230 days, not 60 days. It's supposed to be 60 days according to Daniel 9 verse 27, but now Yaffa is shortening the period time of false peace. Alright, now I say, compare Daniel 9:27, the 260 days, with Daniel 12 verse 11. So from the time that the coming is going to appear, the parousia would be 1,200, according to Daniel 9:27, will be 1,260 days. Now it's changing it to 1,290 days. But still the 7 years remains the same. And we find a difference of 30 days. According to Daniel 12 verse 11, the breaking of the covenant will occur, it says, after 1,230 days. The covenant is formed here, supposed to be for 1,260 days, 1,260 days, but now he's shortening this time to 1,230 days. Why? Because he's giving us the second period, Daniel 12 verse 11. And this is where our intellectual professors and doctors, and call them what you want, they could never explain Daniel 12 verse 11 and Daniel 12 verse 12 to me. I've been trying for the last 40 years plus, for somebody, well, as long as 50 years, to explain to me what's happening here in Daniel 12 verse 11 and Daniel 12 verse 12. And nobody, not even the pastors that I grew up with, could explain it to me. The theologians that I know of the Bible college, and they couldn't explain it to me. Stay out of the book of Revelation, you're going to get crazy. I'm so glad I became crazy. So he's shortening the time of false priests from 1260 days to 1230 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, why will he shorten the period of false peace? Why do I say false peace? Because in this period, he will sit, the Pope will sit in the temple and present himself as God to Israel. First Thessalonians 2, verse 1 to 17. He will present himself and he will offer on behalf of Israel the offerings. You see, why does Father Yaffa makes the period shorter? I've said it all before. It's because for these people that are so clever, that knows Daniel 12 verse 11, Daniel 9 verse 27 says, in the middle of the week. Now he's going to shorten the time with 30 days. They will say, we will come to repentance if the covenant is formed and everything works according to the Bible. 10 days before the covenant is going to be broken, we will come to repentance. And then what has happened? He's already come. He caught them out. It's of utmost importance to remember that the revelation forms part of what Yahweh Almighty has told the angel Michael to show to Daniel according to Daniel 12 verse 4 and 9. Now you must remember, reading Daniel 12, chapter 12, verse 1, that my angel Michael speak to Daniel and his people, Israel. There in verse 4 and verse 9, he comes and he says, seals it up. seal up this information, not in the whole book of Daniel, in chapter 12. I'm showing you 7, I must let leave my fingers. Chapter 12. Seal it up. People will try to understand, people will try, they will not gain the knowledge. But on the end time, in the end time, Yahweh will reveal himself unto his, the bride of Yahushua. And that's why we are today. He says here, this information was sealed up until the day Yahweh Almighty revealed it to the author, which is myself, of the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation. And I was a young man when I came to this knowledge, and I was actually a young pastor, and they told me, actually before that, they told me I'm half crazy. Today I'm totally crazy. Crazy in love with Yahushua, hallelujah. The revelation is this, Yahweh Almighty has changed or shortened the time of false peace in giving us the second part of the time of the great tribulation. He says, and from the time that the sacrifice is ceased, obligation, he says, and they will cease. What? The time of false priests will be a time of abomination. Which is that? The great tribulation. The great tribulation hasn't started here when they started making the covenant. I know there's a lot of pastors and like John Hagee. He says, no, it starts with the covenant when it's formed. He hasn't got the revelation. He doesn't understand. Let him explain to me Daniel 12 verse 11 and 12 verse 12. Otherwise, then what I'm telling you here. He said it's sealed up until the end of time or the last days. Are we living in the time of the end or the end of time? Definitely. We're living in the last days. When we look around us, when we see our churches is forming covenants with the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope, and all the different religions, all functioning under one umbrella. He says, if we are living in the last days today, then Yahweh our Elohim, the Father, need to reveal this sealed revelation to the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. And that is precisely what he is doing right now while you are studying this book and being part of this revelation study. He's revealing himself unto you. From the day that the final covenant shall be made with the Roman Catholic Pope, and the day that this final covenant will be broken by the Antichrist will be covenant is made, point A, to point B. This is supposed to be the rapture. Point C is the middle of the week, if you have my handbook. Everything is there. So, A to C should be 1260 days. But he's shortening the period of false peace with 30 days, which is now 1,230 days plus 1,290 days, still gives you 2,520 days exactly. The bride of Yahushua knows exactly, the bride of Yahushua knows exactly when the month of her wedding. No fiance will just walk onto his bride to be in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock at night, and says, come, let's go get married. No. There's a married occasion, there's guests that needs to be invited, there's a lot of things that need to come into place. And so does Yahushua. But the bride knows that month that it will occur. The day that covenant is formed, it will be the greatest news on the internet, on TV, on BBC, Sky News, you call it what they want. The world will know. And everybody is going to wait for 1260 days. If they wait for that, the surprise will be, he's going to come 1,230 days. And we don't fear. As bride of Yahushua, we don't fear this. We don't fear. Why? Because we don't live for a covenant to be formed. We as bride of Yahushua live in holiness every day of our lives. Looking around us, looking at the different things that's happening in the world, especially what is happening in the eschatology. The bride of Yahushua know exactly the day and the month of her wedding, and therefore will Yahushua not come like a thief in the night for us. The bride knows everything. Oh, the different American pastors preach, he's coming like a thief in the night. Please take your Bible and read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in full. Please, this is a short chapter. We will be waiting while you first read it in full, because I do not want to take space unnecessary. He says, when you start reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1, he says, he's coming like a thief in the night. And that's where they all stop, because it suits them. The very next scripture says, brother, you know he's not coming like a thief in the night. Who's the brother? He's the bride. He says, brethren, who are they? It's the bride. You know he's not coming like a thief in the night. Not for us, but for the drunkard, the prostitutes and the world. And for the church world. Those that's fast asleep. It's like the 10 virgins going up to meet the, I think it's Revelation 25, Matthew 25, going up to meet the bridegroom. It's a parable. They all are virgins. They never had men with them. They're clean, they're pure. It's a church world. Five of them were church world, five were Yahvists, which was expecting the bridegroom. Why do I say that? Well, they all had oil. If you look at the church today, they all have oil. But they burned their lamps, and at midnight the call came. The bridegroom is coming. But this five, their lamps went out. Shouting to these five, give us some of your oil. No. You go to town, you go and buy your own oil. Why did this five knew to take extra oil? Because they could read and they could count. They represent the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So he's not coming for us unexpectedly like a thief in the night. No. We know when the covenant is formed. The moment the covenant is formed, the time period of false peace is going to be shortened with 30 days. So he is going to come at 1,230 days. The Bible says that Yahweh is no man that he cannot should lie. Should he say something and not do it? No, he's not a man that he can lie. Hallelujah. Good. For ages the church has taught that Yahushua is coming like a thief in the night for us, still even today. Instead, according to the word of Yahweh, we now realize it is only to be for the unsaved people. He's coming like a thief in the night for them. The bride of Yahushua knows the exact day, even the hour. I want to say, praise his holy name. Are you part of the bride of Yahushua? Or are you part of the church that's been misled for more than 600 years from the beginning of Protestantism? I'm so glad for the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that teach and guide and lead us in all righteousness and faith in truth. Hallelujah. We now continue with the original scripture in Daniel 12 verse 11. Daniel 12 verse 11. Well, we have the 1 week. Now he's going to move it. There shall be 1,290 days. 1,200. From where the covenant is broken, 1,290 days. I do not need to explain these 1,290 days. You already know exactly what it is. That's your first period of great tribulation. That first part was a time of false peace. That's what the Bible says. Well, the Bible doesn't say it. You need to be spiritual enough to read it and understand it. Just do an arithmetic little sum, and you will see if you deduct you take 2,520 days, you deduct 1,290 days, the balance is 1,230 days. As easy as that. According to the word of Yahweh Elim, the covenant will be for 1 week, 7 years, 84 months, which is 2,520 days. The first part of the covenant is 1,220 days. It will be a time of false peace. Why? Because 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 14 makes the following statement. It says here, while reading from the word of Yahweh, I'm just going to read 4 verses. It will be important to read every word in the scripture. You can read the full 2 Thessalonians. I think I said earlier, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2. And that's from verse 1 to 17, actually. While reading from the word of Yahweh, it will be important to read every word in the scripture, because in every verse, a massive amount of information is sealed up, which need to be unraveled to be able to come to full revelation in this study. I'm so glad we have the Ruach HaKodesh that leads and guides and teaches us. This specific scripture will unveil the Roman Catholic Pope while he sits in the temple of Yahweh on behalf of the nation of Israel, after making a covenant with Israel for 1 week, 7 years, 84 months, 2,530 days. The coming of Parousia of Yahushua. The Parousia is the Greek. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 4. Verse 1. Now listen to what it says. Now we beseech you, brethren. Who's the brethren? It's the bride. By the coming of Yahushua. Coming. Not rapture. Coming. He's coming for the bride, which in Greek is Parousia. When he comes at Revelation 19 verse 1 to 11, he is coming for the first of Israel. He's coming for the remnant of Israel. That's going to be saved in the great tribulation. Not the bride, not the church. The bride's in heaven. The church is going through the great tribulation by that time. Mark on the right hand the 4-8 without which they won't buy or sell. Apostle Paul, alright, let me read it. Now we beseech, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of Yahushua and our gathering together with him. Does that happen? After 1,230 days. He's coming for the end of the period of grace, the end of the dispensation of grace. Are we living in the dispensation of grace? Yes. Yes. Since Yahushua died, we're living in the dispensation of grace. So grace has a name. What's his name? Yahushua. Now that's your seventh church age. Revelation 3, 14 to 22. We're living in the time where people say they're not hot, they're not cold, they're lukewarm. Where Yahweh says he's knocking at the door, if they open the door, he will come in and sup with them, Yahushua. 1. Hey, Apostle Paul informs the bride of Yahushua that we had to be prepared for the day when he will come for us to be gathered or parousia unto him. Coming, parousia. This is known as the second coming of Yahushua. This is the second coming. Why do I say second coming? The first coming was when he was born as a baby. 2,000 years ago. In the following verse, Apostle Paul is sharing a lot of information with us, going to number them and then explain to them as we continue. I'm going to read the scripture, verse 2. That ye be upon... I'm just going to read verse 1 and then verse 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, which is bride, for the coming, the parousia of Yahushua, and our gathering together with him. It's up. That you will not be shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit. Now look at that spirit. It's a small S. Nor by word. Small word. W. nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Jaffa is at hand. Aye, now we're going to unravel verse 2. That ye not be shaken in mind. Apostle Paul declares that we as bride of Yahshua must not be influenced in our minds when it comes to the word of Yahweh our Elohim. We need to evaluate every statement with the word. We need to compare the word of Yahweh our Elohim. Every statement. Be or be troubled. We live in the time in 2026 today where most people are troubled in their minds. People are going off their minds, especially when they look at the end time prophecies and the eschatology around us happening. When they notice everything that is happening in the world, people go out of their minds. It's driving people to become addicts. Not only drug addicts, but addicted to tablets and things, because they can't survive without it. They are nervous wrecks, running to alcohol. He says, see, nor by spirit. As Apostle Paul reminds us not to be led astray in our spirit. Spirit with an S, not by spirit. He's talking about the spirit, the people is coming in a spirit. It's not the Ruach HaKodesh or the Holy Spirit. It's important that we assert that we live according to the Ruach HaKodesh, nor by word. We are living in an age where people are led astray through word and unscriptural teachings, hallelujah, telling people he's coming like a thief in the night. You can have a church of 50,000 people and you're still blinded by unbiblical theology. Unscriptural teachings. Certain people are drawn from the truth by other people who pretend to be apostles and teachers of the true word of Yahweh our Elohim. But in the meantime, they are disciples of Satan and of the Antichrist system. They're playing into the hand of Satan and his demonic spirits. And you know what? Satan is using them because they are blinding people, listening to theology that is not scriptural. He says an E, not by letter as from us. Apostle Paul warns the people in the 21st century to make sure that everything they hear is word from apostles of Yahshua. Because even in the time of Apostle Paul, there was other groups saying that they were representing Apostle Paul or the other apostles. They were not. They were demon influenced. F, as that the day of Yahweh is at hand, Yahshua is at hand. The coming, the parousia. In the last section, Apostle Paul reminds the brother of Yahshua that the second coming, the parousia of Yahshua, is at hand. Are we expecting him today? Oh yes, the bride is so prepared that we can live out now. We don't wait for a coming of Yahshua specifically, because I can have a heart attack, a car can hit me and I'm dead. What then? We need, as bride, to live in holiness every day of our lives, being led and teach by the Ruach HaKodesh. According to verse 2, we notice that Apostle Paul is drawing attention to different facts at the end time, that Satan will try everything to restrict the bride of Yahshua. Not just restrict, but try to redirect. With all the internet lies. In the following verse, it's important to pay attention to certain predictions that will be revealed to the bride of Yahshua before the Roman Catholic Pope will expose himself by breaking the final covenant of the 1,230 days or 41 months of false peace. This is this portion here. When he sits in the temple of Yahweh Almighty and profess himself to be God. They don't know nothing about Yahweh. God. God means object of worship. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we can live in the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And that He leads and guides and teaches us every day of our lives. He brings the revelation and He gives us the bread of life, which He feeds us. And if we still, after having the bread, we feel like drinking some water, something, He gives us from the fountain of living water, hallelujah, to drink from. He quenched our spiritual thirst. And this journey of revelation word in the eschatology, this is my passion for the last 59 years. And that's why I'm also the author of many, many books, especially in my native language, Afrikaans. There is a couple in English. I'm busy with a couple of books right now, like The Lies of the Church, which is going to be frightening. So we living in the time of the great lie. We need to, every time that people come with these type of statements, how many times has teachers and preachers says that the coming or the rapture of Jesus Christ is going to occur? Just think about Harold Camping. Just think about Harold Camping, which is well known over the world. I think it's 11 May 2014, something like that. I can't remember the right date. But he said that the coming was going to appear. The rapture is going to appear. We just, last year, we had in South Africa, Danny Buerta, the Afrikaans gospel singer and preacher, making himself to be an evangelist in the eschatology. Because God told him he's the 23, 24 September. It never happened. False prophets. And this is the time we're living in. Whenever people comes with predictions, we need to evaluate it with the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Now, I'm so glad for the opportunity that I had to share the word with you. Time has caught up with us. Circulate this video. Invite people to come and do a study. If you finish, do it all over again. And draw people into the revelation word. Till next week, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.